1 Chronicles, chapter 5. And the sons of Reuben the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but, since he defiled his father's couch, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Judah prevailed above his brothers, and from him came a leader, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben the firstborn of Israel, Hanoch, and Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shimeah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son. Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son. Bera his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser king of Assyria carried away captive, he was prince of the Reubenites. And his brothers by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, the chief, Jeiel, and Zechariah. And Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, even to Nebo and Baal-Meon. And eastward he dwelt even to the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagrides, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout all the land east of Gilead, and the sons of Gad dwelt across from them, in the land of Bashan to Salekah. Joel the chief, and Shapham the second, and Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brothers of their father's houses, Michael, and Meshullam, and Sheba, and Jorai, and Jachan, and Zia, and Eber, 7. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Hori, the son of Jero, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jadu, the son of Buz. Ahi the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, chief of their father's houses. And they dwelt in Gilead in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon, as far as their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam king of Israel, the sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, were 40,470, who were able to go forth to war. And they made war with the Hagrides, with Jetur, and Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagrides were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried to God in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of donkeys 2,000, and of the souls of man 100,000. For there fell many slain, because the war was of God. And they dwelt in their stead until the captivity. And the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land, they increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon and Senir and Mount Hermon. And these were the heads of their fathers' houses, even Ephur, and Ishi, and Eliel, and Azrael, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. And they trespassed against the God of their fathers, and prostituted after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God destroyed before them. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, and Habor, and Hara, and to the river of Gozan, to this day.